Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts used to have one of the most restrictive state laws against corporate campaign spending in the country. Put simply, the state banned corporations from spending any money in state and local races. But now, none of that matters, because in the wake of the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, corporations and unions can spend virtually unlimited amounts of money in national elections, which worries government accountability advocates like Pam Wilmot, executive director of Common Cause.
We fear that this will unleash a flood of corporate money into our elections. We have seen in the past a small trickle of money that can scoop through a little loophole, but I think now that little loophole is a big water main, and money is just going to go flooding through it.
And so that fear has led many to worry that an impact on state races is not far behind. I mean, it's already happened in Arkansas.
The more Blanche Lincoln voted with the Washington Insiders, the further she moved away from us. How far away? Just days ago, she couldn't cast a ballot in Arkansas because she'd already asked to vote absentee. In Virginia. Blanche Lincoln packed up and left us years ago. Maybe it's time for Arkansas to send her packing. For good. AFSCME is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That ad, which ran during Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln's hard-fought primary, was paid for by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, who confirmed that the Citizens United case helped make that ad possible. But three Massachusetts legislators are attempting to preemptively rein in corporate and union campaign spending in the Bay State. And today they've introduced new legislation called the Massachusetts Corporate Political Accountability Act. So what do you make of it? Does Massachusetts need strong rules limiting corporate political spending? And what about money plugged into the political system by unions? Or is this a state-level attack on free speech, much as the Supreme Court called its Citizens United ruling a defense of free speech? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us online. We're at wbur.org/Boston. Comment there as well. So joining us now in the studio is State Senator James Eldridge. He co-sponsored the new legislation. Welcome to Radio Boston, Senator Eldridge.
Glad to be on, Megra. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Andrew Kingsley. He's Assistant Director of Common Cause in Massachusetts. Andrew Kingsley, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Senator Eldridge, let me just start with you. I hinted there in the introduction that Massachusetts at one time had fairly strict laws against corporate spending. I believe it's Chapter 55 of Massachusetts General Law. It said no corporation shall directly or indirectly give, pay, etc., any kind of money to any political race. Now, why is it that is that statute no longer on the books, or has it been negated by the Supreme Court ruling? What's happened with the law we already had?
What has happened is because of the January Supreme Court decision in Citizens United versus the FEC, our state law, which has been on the books for over a century, has been made null and void. So it no longer can be enforced, and therefore corporations can spend unlimited amounts of money in Massachusetts in any election.
Now, let me ask you about that, because if I understand correctly, it wasn't just automatically made null and void. I mean, I read from the National Conference on State Legislatures that they say that the Supreme Court ruling does not directly affect state laws, but states have the option to either repeal or rewrite these laws or face legal challenges. And then apparently in March, it was the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance itself that mm-hmm. decided to negate the law. So we didn't have to do this. We could have stuck with the law that we had.
Well, I think what the Office of Political Campaign and Finance, OCPF, decided was that based on their interpretation that, yes, the law was null and void. And, you know, in my conversation with professors and constitutional scholars, it does seem to be that the Supreme Court decision does do that. And that's why we need to take action.
Okay. So describe to me what this new bill would do.
Yes. Well, what this bill does, and I'd be the first to acknowledge that we need federal action, a constitutional amendment. There's a couple of federal bills to really address this Supreme Court decision, which is really outrageous. But what we filed today was the Massachusetts Corporate Political Accountability Act. It does four main things, mostly focused on disclosure. So first of all, it says that any corporation or union or organization that spends money in an election cycle has to abide by the same disclosure laws, and the CEO of that, say, of a corporation, has to stand by their ad in a political ad. It closes the dummy corporation loophole that requires the top five contributors to an organization that makes such an independent expenditure to identify themselves in the ads they pay for. Requires shareholder approval that the majority of the board of directors for a corporation have to approve corporate spending. And it also bans foreign corporate influences, disallowing any foreign person, political party, or corporation from spending money in Massachusetts.
Okay. And do you think that that's enough? Because basically it sounds like by introducing this legislation, you're kind of saying that it's inevitable that corporate and union spending is going to start having an effect or at least being seen in Massachusetts state-level races.
Without federal action, which in my opinion is a constitutional amendment or federal legislation to negate the Supreme Court's decision, I do believe this is coming. And at the very least, we want to make sure that there's full disclosure and transparency for corporations or unions that spend this money so that at least the public knows that this money is being spent on certain campaigns.
Okay. Andrew Kingsley of Common Cause, how did the Citizens United ruling, you think, I guess we've heard from the State House already that they believe that it negated Massachusetts' outstanding law, as we already had in Chapter 55. Do you believe that it really just automatically negated it?
Well, in essence, it did. I mean, there's a little, you know, it's not necessarily true that it negated it immediately, but as Senator Eldridge mentioned and as you mentioned in what you read earlier, there has been a change that's occurred, and there are a variety of ways in which states are going to deal with that. They can negate the law immediately. They can face a court challenge. But regardless, the landscape has changed, and we do need to address this immediately.
And I want to get to the specifics, as Senator Eldridge outlined, and how you're going to address that. But the reason why I'm asking is because it sounded like the law that we already had on the books was very straightforward. It just said, in terms of corporation, no political spending whatsoever. It was a ban, pretty much. It did not have a similar ban for unions, we should say specifically. But with the introduction of this legislation, it seems like we're opening the door and saying, okay, we know that we believe that it's going to happen. Corporations and unions are going to spend money in Massachusetts. So this is something of a firewall. It's, you know, it's giving a little. Just giving a little leeway and opening that door.
That's exactly, yes, I think you've characterized it well. But the fact of the matter is the door is already open, whether we do anything about it or not. This Supreme Court case will unleash a flood of corporate money into the state. As you mentioned, the existing law said that independent expenditures by corporations were banned. But the Supreme Court case directly addressed that and said that corporations have a right to spend unlimited amounts of money in independent expenditures on elections. And so this is the first step in hopefully many in dealing with that problem. As Senator Eldridge mentioned, the most important thing, especially coming into the 2010 midterm elections in our state and municipal elections here in Massachusetts, is to ensure that we at least know who's spending that money and where that money is coming from and who it's going to.
Okay, and these disclosures, as Senator Eldridge outlined, is that enough for you at Common Cause in terms of knowing who's spending and how much?
It's obviously not. I mean, our ultimate hope is that, the citizen's voice is the strongest. But this is a critical reform that needs to be put into place as soon as possible so that we do know where that money is being spent in the upcoming election. We have, at Common Cause, we are not only supporting this bill, but also the Disclose Act on the federal level. We're also looking at a bill called the Fair Elections Now Act, which would create public financing for congressional elections. And then, as Senator Eldridge said, really the long-term goal is to change the Constitution so that the corporations can't spend money in our elections.
It's maybe a very long-term goal. In that case, we're talking about proposed legislation in Massachusetts that would put some that would affect corporate campaign spending, I should say, in light of last year's Supreme Court ruling called Citizens versus the FEC. And we're talking about corporate campaign spending here in Massachusetts. You can join us. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's get a quick call in here. Chuck's calling from Leominster. Welcome to Radio Boston, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Meghna. I'll try to be very brief, but I just want to make a couple of points. Number one, I'm very much in favor of the Supreme Court decision. Number two, I'd like to remind the listeners of the exact wording of the First Amendment, which is, Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of the speech or of the press. And that's an unquote there. And that's there specifically we're talking about political speech, not pornography, which the American Civil Liberties Union has gone to great extent to defend. But now I'm no friend of these big corporations. Don't get me wrong, but also don't forget that the New York Times is a corporation, and National Public Radio is basically a corporation, and they have a free reign. They're exempted. They were exempted anyway from a lot of these restrictions that other corporations have been under, and I don't think that's right. I think it's a kind of the nanny state saying, we know what's best for you. We want to protect you from the evil corporations and what they have to say to you. I'm capable of making my own decision as to whether what they got to say is good or bad. Okay, thank you.
Chuck, thanks so much for your call. Let's turn that to Senator Eldridge. Chuck sees that as, once again, Massachusetts being the nanny state.
Mm-hmm. Well, first I would say, as far as the freedom of press, it's important to point out the Supreme Court did not touch upon the freedom of the press, so there is no impact on this on companies that own media or are part of the press. The question I would really sort of ask back to Chuck is that when did money become equivalent to free speech? Free speech should be the ability for anyone to say anything, to write a letter in the paper, to speak out at the corner of their downtown, but the ability for a corporation, which is centralized authority, to spend millions of dollars in a campaign, that's going to drown out the voice of all those citizens, and it's going to cause public policy that follows not the public interest but special corporate interests. So I think that's why we're looking to change this at the federal level, and that's why at the very least we need this disclosure legislation so that the public knows money that's being spent on behalf of a corporation.
Well, that's State Senator James Eldridge. We're talking about corporate campaign spending in Massachusetts and new legislation that attempts to not necessarily curb it, but make it more transparent in the wake of a major Supreme Court ruling earlier this year. You can join us. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're talking about corporate campaign spending in Massachusetts and about a new bill introduced today in the state legislature that would affect how corporations are able to spend money in state and local elections. We're joined in the studio by State Senator James Eldridge. He's co-sponsor of this new legislation, and also by Andrew Kingsley. He's Assistant Director of Common Cause in Massachusetts. We should say that we did reach out to the Boston Chamber of Commerce for comment. We also reached out to the United States Chamber of Commerce. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce was, of course, a champion of the Supreme Court ruling back in January that changed the rules on corporate campaign spending. And we also reached out to the Associated Industries of Massachusetts. None of them were prepared to give us a comment on this at the moment, saying that they did not want to comment specifically on what was going on here in Massachusetts. We're also now joined by State Representative Paul Frost. He's a Republican representing the 7th District in Worcester, and he's member of the Joint Election Law Committee here in Massachusetts. Representative Frost, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let me just get your sort of top-of-the-line reaction to this effort to put new rules and regulations around how corporations and unions might be able to spend campaign money here in the state.
Well, right now, I'm going by a summary that was released by the sponsors, and I did get a copy of the bill that was passed out at the press conference earlier today at the State House. Unfortunately, there were some sections missing, so I'm going to have to go by this, what's in the summary. I just have more, probably some more questions and concerns at this point. Basically, I think it just seems like this is very heavy on addressing the issue of corporations' ability to participate in the political process, and very light about addressing the issue with the unions. And I thought the senator made a very good point when he was talking about the influence of money into the process, and people, you know, pushing for their, these corporations pushing for their special interests, not necessarily for the best interests of the people. And I have to say that, you know, that's, you know, labor unions as well as other, you know, political entities do that as well. And I think if we're going to address this in Massachusetts, let's be fair, let's do it for everybody. For corporations and unions, and I don't just mean the disclosure information, which seems pretty self-explanatory. You know, I obviously want to see the details of that, but I think it seems very. But I mean, other sections of this bill, ban on pay-to-play, which bans state contractors and prospective state contractors from making campaign contributions or independent expenditures on, to candidates or committees. And I think that's something we should definitely be exploring. But why aren't labor unions included in that?
Well,
or are they? That section of the bill I do not have, but because it was incomplete and in what was passed out today. But I just, I know that was just probably a mishap. But I'm just saying that you look at something like that. 2/3 of the shareholders at an annual meeting have to decide whether to vote on something. Well, I don't know. Is that practical? Is that really infringing on the First Amendment in the sense of saying, well, what if their annual meeting is in January or December? And they're not going to meet again until the next January, December. You may not even know who the candidates are yet.
Well, they can always vote by proxy, if I understand how these things work correctly. But you ask a good question about the unions versus corporations. So let's turn that to Senator Eldridge and also to Andrew Kingsley. But Senator Eldridge.
Yes, and Representative Frost, the language is in the bill. So it's line 182. So it applies to a corporation, group, or association. And I believe that includes a labor union, and it's very explicitly listed here that labor unions, you know, would also have to abide by this disclosure language.
And Andrew Kingsley, do you see that as something that's important to basically lump all groups together and say, we're going to regulate you all?
I do think that it's important to treat everyone as equals and these organizations as equals in that regard, and that if a labor union is spending an enormous amount of money backing a candidate or making an expenditure that is independent of that candidate, we should know where that money is coming from in the same way we should know if a corporation makes that expenditure.
Well, I mean, in terms of labor unions, I believe in Massachusetts we already can see some of that. There is some transparency. I mean, Senator Eldridge, I was looking up on the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance on their website that tracks independent expenditures, and apparently the SEIU of New York spent some $22,000 in support of you in 2008. So that was already something that that we could see there. So we've got a lot of callers who want to join us. Representative Paul Frost, stand by. We'll come back to you as well. But we've got a call now from Representative Tim Holden from Johnstown, New Hampshire. Welcome to Radio Boston, Representative Holden.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring to your attention that actually during the budget cycle and committees of conference, this issue actually came up in New Hampshire. Senator Hafin had virtually the same idea that you are expressing, Senator. What we did and what I put forward in this the amendment was to have a sunset the original bill, and also to have a study committee. That way you placate the people who are very concerned about this, about the potential infringements on free speech, plus you are expanding on whatever the faults are and making the law better. I don't know if that's the case in Massachusetts, if you could do such a thing, but I know there were very serious concerns about nonprofits being able to give money. There are many different types of 501c3s, different categories. I believe there are like 23 different categories, and the federal government regulates a great deal of them.
Representative Holden from New Hampshire, thanks so much for your call. We'll pick up that question on the free speech issue in just a moment. We've got another caller who wants to talk about that, though. Dick is calling from Holden. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dick.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Magna. My point was quite simple, and that is I think the Supreme Court ruling is very misguided, and I'm a very conservative voter. But I think by having all of these corporations contributing enormous amounts of money, what they really do, the effect is that the communication space is just drowned out for the real voters. And my opinion is that the founding fathers, who didn't have these huge corporations, didn't imagine that this kind of situation would happen, where you would simply have corporations making all the noise and the voters have no way of getting their message across.
Dick, thanks so much for your call. Andrew Kingsley of Common Cause. That seems to be like your basic argument as well.
It certainly is. And I mean, one illustration of that is really what's happened in the Gulf recently. And you have a corporation like British Petroleum or a number of these other oil producers who spend inordinate amounts of money trying to influence campaigns in Congress. They spend, I think BP spent $16 million lobbying. And this is a corporation that has revenues in excess of $16 billion a year. The entire congressional elections in 2008 only cost $5 billion, just over $5 billion. So if one corporation can spend an unlimited amount of money to influence elections, you'll just see disastrous mm-hmm. results when it comes to our democracy and the individual's voice.
We should note, as you mentioned earlier in the show, that this is also all falling under at the same time where the Disclose Act, which is a national-level version of this legislation, is pending on Capitol Hill. The House in Washington was supposed to vote on that on Friday, but they ran into some big problems there. Massachusetts Representative Michael Capuano is one of the primary forces behind the Disclose Act in Washington. Senator Eldridge, let me just ask you in the last couple seconds we have here. You introduced the bill today, but I'm sure you've done some informal straw polls around Beacon Hill. And what's the sense of support or lack of support for having some kind of controls on corporate spending or transparency controls, I should say, in Massachusetts?
Well, we found a lot of support. And as an example, in the Senate budget, we actually passed part of this language in the Senate budget, unanimous vote, including by the five Republican state senators. So I think this isn't a partisan issue. We have strong support. A recent poll said that 88% of the Massachusetts public was disturbed by the Supreme Court decision. So we're going to look to pass it this session.
And Representative Frost from the 7th out in Worcester, if indeed, I mean, once you get a chance to read through the whole thing, and as Senator Eldridge says, you believe there's adequate inclusion of unions in Massachusetts.
I don't. From what I've seen, there isn't.
I mean,
under Section 182 or the line 182, it talks about disclaimers or disclosures, and I have no argument with that. But again, I think there's a big disparity in this bill, which is primarily aimed at the political contributions and political, ability to for corporations to participate, but yet doesn't really do anything about how unions are going to spend their money. They don't make them take a two-thirds vote. They don't necessarily say to them when if they're, a state union, can they give a donation to the governor if the governor's negotiating their contract with them?
Hmm.
Let's make it level, and I think we all can support this.
Well, that's State Representative Paul Frost. He's a Republican out of the 7th in Worcester. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've also been joined today by State Senator James Eldridge. He's co-sponsor of this new legislation regarding corporate spending here in Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Senator Eldridge.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Also with us today was Andrew Kingsley. He's Assistant Director of Common Cause in Massachusetts. Andrew Kingsley, pleasure to have you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.